The first lecture of today will be about a new person, a joyful one. We took this meaning from the words of the Bible, and the relation between the holy sacraments and the joyful life is very important. We at Orthodox, having the grace of God through the holy sacrament, should enjoy our life with God and loving others. You know, anyone comes nearer to God and following His commandments, he should enjoy his life with God, as written in the book of Deuteronomy. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses. Because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice. So we surely rejoice when we follow the commandment of our Lord and when we take the Holy Sacrament. Also the Lord said to His disciples, "Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." Many of the fathers told us that the Holy Sacrament is the way to see God. By seeing Him again, we will surely rejoice. But in order to keep this spiritual joy, we need to focus on some points. The first point, one should get used to be always thankful. Be always thankful that you were baptized. Be thankful that the Holy Spirit inside your heart. Be thankful that your sins are forgiven by repentance and confession. And be thankful that you could touch the body and blood of Christ. You can see in this commandment the relation between being joyful and praying always and be thankful all the time. And this is the will of God. This is the life of a saint. Another commandment in his letter to Ephesians, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You need not to thank only for the gifts you have in Christ, but also you need to thank for the gifts others have. Like St. Paul said, "I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So in order to rejoice always, we need to exercise being thankful in the morning, in the night, in every step, with everyone, and also in success, and also in trials, in hard time, and also when God answered your prayer, and even if God did not answer your prayer. We thank God in bad times, and even when He did not answer our prayers, because we trust Him. We know quite well that He is doing the best for us, even if it is not our desire. In order to have this joy in our heart all the day long, we need to thank God all the time, and we need also to exercise saying good words to everyone. You know, it was said to St. Peter once, "Your speech betrays you. Your speech will reveal your character." So our speech should be Christian, should be full of love, full of good words. When you speak good words to people, they will be happy and you will feel happy. Also, these good words should come out from a good heart. And the work of the Holy Sacrament is to purify our heart. As the Lord said, "A good man of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of evil treasure bring forth evil things." So, having the sacrament of confession and the sacrament of communion, we should speak always good words, like the wise man said, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Kinds of a good word, like words of encouragement. When we encourage all people living around, they feel happy. Kinds of thankfulness to the people around. Kinds of appreciation. when you appreciate whatever work done by any one of your family or your friends, everyone feel happy with these words. Also words of compliment and also words of prayer for others. When you pray good words, simple words for others, they feel happy. And the best words you can use as a joyful Christian man is the words of God Himself. Also other words, good words like words of apology and respect. When you say sorry to somebody, it's a good word. Another kind of good words, when you care for others, you ask about their problems. This is also another nice word. A third type of good wording, when you message, you send messages to pray for them or to care for them, even on the mobile nowadays. All these ways are helpful to please others and to feel happy. Also having the holy sacraments, we should live our life happily, always and surely rejoicing in the Lord. We need another exercise to recall all time God's promises. There are many, many promises in the Bible. When we recall the promises, we feel happy. We keep the joy inside our heart. When we forget the promises, we feel sad and bad. Also, the Bible said that He who promised is faithful. This means that He is always honest to His promises, and this will make us very happy. In order to recall the promises, we need first to discover these promises. We need to read the Bible carefully to pick up the promises. Then we need to think thoroughly. We need to meditate. We need to see the promises clearly. And after this, we need to memorize the promise. We need to keep them by heart. And lastly, we can recall them in our mind all time. So now we have three exercises we should do to keep the joy in our heart. To be always thankful, to speak good words to everyone, and to keep and recall God's promises. The fourth exercise, in order to keep the joy coming from the Holy Sacrament and the Holy Spirit, is to give generously. By giving generously, you will feel very happy. As written by St. Paul in Romans 12, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Also the promise given in the letter of Corinthians, this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So put in mind that when you give people generously, and you will feel generous happiness. Don't think how much of this man he was. Think how much would you gain after giving. Don't think how much he has, and you may say he needs no more. Think you have a lot. Don't think in your time being wasted. Think of your time how to invest by giving generously. Give your ear generously to listen to people's complaints. Give your heart generously to feel their pains. Give your time to the people they need you generously. Give your experience, whatever you had, generously. Give your money generously because it's a gift from God. And give your mind generously because you have Christ's mind. Again, to revise, in order to keep the joy in our heart, we need to do 4 points. First of all, be always thankful. Second, speak good words to everyone. Third, recall God's promises. Fourth, give generously. The fifth way, you know, the only thing which takes out joy from our heart is sin. when you do bad thing or you think in a bad way, you don't feel safe, you don't feel joyful. So try to get used to the instant repentance, that you repent instantly. Always remind yourself when you speak to God, saying, God, I'm sorry. God, have mercy upon me. Remember what's written in the Bible. He arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So just remind yourself of your father's attitude. Remind yourself also with the thief on the cross. When he asked the Lord for his forgiveness, he listened to Jesus, said, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. So with every act of anger, hurry up and repent. With every situation of judging people, hurry up and repent. I mean by repenting, just pray in your heart, I'm sorry God, please forgive me. By doing this, you can regain joy easily and you do not lose it. In every drifting thought, hurry up and repent. With every feeling of worry or fear, we need to pray and repent. With even moments of overburdened, overoccupied and stressed, hurry up and go back to God by praying and repenting. Again, to summarize, we need to be happy. The order in the Bible is His people should be happy. As written in Deuteronomy, you surely rejoice. So in order to feel the joy of the kingdom of God, we need first of all to always thank God and always speak good words, always recall God's promises, always give anyone around generously, and always go back to God by continuous repentance. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you.